evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And a house fire in St. Clair Township early Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman, according to local authorities. Deputies were called to a home on the 4300 block of Yankee Road around 2:20 a.m. after reports that people were still inside the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter, but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters with the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital by Tri-Hospital EMS, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And Jesse Ray Hearns of Harbor Beach was rearraigned on assault charges and a charge of assault on a police officer during a recent court session. During the proceedings, Hearns agreed to plead no contest to the assault charge in exchange for the prosecutor dropping the charge of assault on a police officer, which the plea deal was reached and accepted. Hearns' bond will remain as previously set. He is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 16, 2026 at 9 a.m. And John Rice, the defendant charged with operating while intoxicated, third offense, chose to waive his preliminary examination. The court confirmed Mr. Rice's waiver was knowing and voluntary, made after discussing with his attorney and without threats to promise following an explanation of the preliminary examination's purpose. The prosecution offered to dismiss the misdemeanor count if Mr. Rice pleads guilty to OWI third without habitual offender action and would not object to sentencing to the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court if eligible. The existing bond will continue. The case is bound over to Circuit Court for arraignment on Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. We'll be back in a moment after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message with more local news.
Remember when people used to say that something rode like a truck? When they did, you knew you were in for a rough time. But that's never the case with Honda's 4-Trax Rubicon. It's an ATV that's all about working hard, but giving you a plush, comfortable ride. Experience the luxury for yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. The Rubicon starts off with a powerful 518cc engine offering tons of horsepower, torque, and hill-climbing ability. The independent rear suspension offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. With four models, it's easy to choose the right mix of features like Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission or a manual transmission and power steering. Head on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
When my kids started falling behind at school, I didn't know what to do. I felt alone, like I was lost in the dark. Then I found Understood.org, a nonprofit empowering people with learning and thinking differences, like ADHD and dyslexia. They gave us hope, guidance, and tools to move forward. No matter where you are on your path, Understood can help. Visit Understood.org/yourpath today.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, in court today, a preliminary examination hearing was held for felony criminal sexual conduct charges involving three counts. The prosecution presented a plea offer where the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to two counts, with the remaining count dismissed and no further charges brought concerning the same victim. The defendant, Mark Rolfe, confirmed he understood his rights and, after consulting with his attorney, voluntarily waived his right to a preliminary examination. The court accepted this waiver, finding it was made knowingly and voluntarily, and has bound the case over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.